there was marchers right outside his front door, opposite, right outside my front door. So I used to quite often, when being about 20 or 21, go out onto the balcony of my house and wave to them all, and that used to just fire them up, something terrible. Plus I had a Trans Am, which is an old American car, and I'd drive up the road and the police would say, no, no, you can't drive up that street. And I'd say, I live up that street, I've got a part. And the riot, it was just a lot of fun. And I always thought to myself, it'd be quite fun. Those people had a lot of fun.
See, I just decided that making big paper mache models and dressing up as a skeleton and things, it's like I can't actually see what
night
this
out.
Is achieving.
Night out.
Yeah. But I'm supportive of protests. I think protest is part of any democracy.
If it's legal and doesn't ruin everyone else's life.
But yeah. the more important question is, why is it? Because I'm racking my brains here, because we've had many trade deals, the China free trade deal, Korea, Singapore, Australia. Why has this one become the sort of lightning rod? And I think it's this...
America?
Yes, I was going to say, I think there's a whole anti-key thing which is very personal. Mm. So for goodness sake, win the arguments. Don't make it personal.
Yeah.
And then there's an anti-American thing. There's also an anti-foreigner nativist thing on the left at the moment, which is really unattractive.
Ugly,
I mean, it's like Donald Trump.
It's the same as Donald Trump. It's something you'd expect on the far right.
Yes,
but it's
exactly.
all going on the left. It's very
it
odd.
It is a funny bunch of countries when you actually look into it, though, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, there's Japan,
some of the poorest countries,
Singapore,
Malaysia, Vietnam. Well, they're not poor anymore, but they're certainly below.
It is a strange bunch of countries, isn't it?
And the irony is that the poorer countries in that, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei is another one, these countries will benefit the most from it because they've got the most poor people.
Peru's
yep. island, that's right. 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035. You are more than welcome to have your say and join in the program with the forum. You might want to have your say on John Key pulling out of Waitangi, your reaction from looking at the TPP protesters and the way they were behaving. Do feel free to call up. 17 after 10, News Talk ZB.
It's time for some family fun in Fiji with Flight Centre's exclusive Red Label Holidays. Your five-night family getaway includes airfares flying Air New Zealand with entertainment, drinks and meals on board your flight, entry to Auckland Airport's Emperor Lounge and bonus $300 Fijian dollars food and beverage credit. Enjoy this premium holiday staying at the Radisson Blue Resort Fiji for $1,855 per person. Departs Wellington or Christchurch based on 2 adults and 2 kids. Conditions apply. Call 0800 888 748 to book your Red Label holiday today.
Bulcott's Farm Heritage Golf Club. Hi, I am Steve Williams of New World Hutt City. Bulcott's Farm provides one of the biggest sport and recreational facilities right in the heart of Hutt City. New World Hutt City has supported the club for many years and looks forward to the new first-class golf and leisure facilities that are now available. There is no need to shop around to get into golf. Bulcott's Farm is always welcoming, like us, offers plenty of choice and options and is big on being local. Club details are available on Facebook and the internet.
If your business isn't getting noticed, you're not attracting customers. Bank on Speedy Signs to get your business cooking. No matter what size you are or wherever you are, we have the right sign for you. Speedy Signs have a full design to install service at over 20 locations nationwide. Better quality, better service, better call 0800 Speedy for a no obligation quote. Google Speedy or call 0800 Speedy. Speedy Signs. Grow your business faster.
Go Harvey Norman Long Weekend Price Smash. Prices smashed on computers, electrical, furniture and bedding. Plus, get a huge 4 years interest-free store line. Minimum purchase $1,100. See online for exclusions, terms and conditions. Harvey Norman's Long Weekend Price Smash. On now. Limited time only.
Go!
Oh, villa.
Got character.
Nice.
Got old bathroom.
Not so nice.
Got bidet.
A B-what?
Exactly.
Bathroom Direct.
Nice.
For the direct approach to bathrooms, go to Bathroom Direct. Design, create, renovate. All at direct prices. Go to bathroomdirect.co.nz.
Rutherford and Bond Toyota, Wellington, Porirua and the Kapiti Coast will be closed on Saturday the 6th and Monday the 8th so their staff can enjoy the long weekend with their families. Their sales departments will be open on Sunday the 7th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Exciting developments are afoot in Waikanae. A brand new garden belt themed community is taking shape at Parata Street North. Land and house packages are available, so call the professionals today on 0800 353 153 and make Waikanae North your home.
You can't change the world,
but Larry Williams Drive can change the world in you.
The Man Channel, what do you reckon?
7:15 cars, 8 p.m. sports, 9 p.m. sports cars.
Every new day is another chance to change your life.
Larry Williams Drive, weekdays from 4.
The protesters in Auckland were chanting 1, 2, 3, 4 fossil fuels are out the door. Then they got in their cars and they drove home.
Larry Williams Drive, keeping a firm hand on the wheel at News Talk ZB.
20 minutes after 10, 0800 80 1080 and 472 1035. It's the Friday Forum. Joseph Bagani and Nick Mills with me. Now, just before we go off the TPP and Waitangi protests, I want to play a little piece I saw on the news last night. It was on TV3 of Kingi Taurua. This is the man with the facial tattoo who seems to be one of the organisers there. He was telling the Prime Minister earlier in the week that he shouldn't be coming, that it is offensive that he's thinking about coming, and that he certainly wouldn't be allowed to speak on the marae. He was asked last night on the news, what did he think now about the Prime Minister not coming?
I'm really pissed off about the bastard. Yeah. I'm pissed off about it. You know, I was looking forward to see John Key, and I am tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but
that's one of the organisers.
I think he's a little bit pissed off. What do you think?
I think he might be.
But did you hear Larry Williams interviewing him? It was so entertaining. So Kingy's going, bring it on, bring it on, and Larry goes, bring what on, Kingy?
What does he want?
What is the problem here?
Yeah. Moving on. Free education. This is, I mean, it's a very bold policy, and it's good to see a clear difference between Labor and National. It's an unusual policy of such size to bring in 18 months out from an election. But anyway, free education for those who want to go on to university or polytech or some kind of trades course. What do you think of it?
Basically, the idea is good, but what I would like to see is I'd like to see it brought back a step, because remembering I'm dealing with hundreds of young people that have just left high school looking for a job and looking for ideas and looking for deciding what they want to do. My thoughts are that we should be putting more money into the last 2 years of your high school, trying to find out what people want to do with their lives and giving them the education that basically would point them in the right direction for that. So when they actually leave high school, they have a clear direction of what they want to do for the rest of their life. Right now, what's happening is everybody's just leaving high school, going to university for a couple of years. Oh, that's not really what I want to do. Getting up huge student loans and then starting all over again. It's the system's not right, and I think it could so easily be fixed by going back into the high schools.
Actually, that's funny you should say that. In Kapiti College, where my daughter goes, they've just rolled out these courses, star courses they're called, you can do for NCEA credits, plumbing, carpentry, and my daughter's going to do a barista course.
Making coffees,
yeah, and it goes towards your NCEA.
What do you think? I don't know if I have a problem with it.
I think
the earlier you can learn skills to try and get into the workforce for when you leave school, isn't that good?
It's almost exactly what I'm talking about. You'll actually work out, actually, I don't want to be a plumber. I don't want to go under the drains as much as I can make. I don't want to do that. I don't really like the idea of being a smart.
We tried to persuade her to do the plumbing one, but
I don't want to be a
smart. Barista.
Yeah.
But look, I think Labor's policy was spot on, and the worst that the opponents to it could come up with is that too many people will get educated, which... Yeah, if that's the biggest negative you can come up with, I don't think that's overwhelming.
Or too many people will start doing courses after a year and say, no, I can't be bothered with that, go for another one, and it's just going to cost the taxpayer.
But I had a free tertiary education. I went to university and had a full grant, and it was means-tested, but, you know, I didn't swap courses.
Did you get that through a public school, Josie?
Yeah, you, Nick, this is personal. Okay. I'll talk to you in the break, Nick.
No.
He met my mother yesterday. That's all I want to say. But on Labor.
Like mother, like daughter?
Very much so. What a lovely woman. Good. She is a lovely woman. I really enjoyed meeting Josie's mother. But it changed my little perspective of Josie, because Josie didn't do that well at public school.
I didn't do very well at school generally.
And then
know.
They put her in a private school for her last year and excelled.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I was destined for failure and secretarial. I was going to be a very bad secretary.
Yes.
Mm.
So they put her in private school for her last year, and she absolutely excelled. So I think I'm telling the story because I think it's great, because most people think that you can do everything through public and everything's going to be all right, but a little bit of private intervention now and again doesn't hurt, does it, Josie?
Well, I certainly owe it to my appearance that they, you know, bothered. They looked at me and thought, right, she's a failure. We better do something about it.
Mm. On the on the education policy,
yes.
Why is it everyone's responsibility to fund an 18-year-old going through university? Already the government pays about 70-75% of that, and at the moment the student pays 25%, and they may take out a student loan. Why is it everyone's responsibility to pay for that person?
Well, first, it's not just university. It's training, and so it might be midlife training where you have to change careers. But I saw a report the other day from PwC, and that by far the biggest problem that CEOs identified for growth in their business, the thing that's preventing their businesses grow, is a lack of skilled labour. You know, Nick trying to get his chefs. So the idea that this isn't something that would contribute to the economy is nuts. This is hugely beneficial to the economy and to our ability to actually upgrade our businesses and grow our businesses and so on. The problem that Labour's got, and it comes back to the position on TPP, people in New Zealand trust Labour to be compassionate, to do the right thing, to fund health and education, make it free. They don't trust Labour to be fiscally responsible, despite the fact that Michael Cunham ran 9 surpluses in a row. Mm. So that's the problem that we have. And the position on the TPP made it look like, on the one hand, you're going to make education free. On the other hand, how are you going to pay for it long term if you're not prepared to support something like a free trade deal with access to 40% of the world's GDP?
I think one of the issues too that annoyed the hell out of me when I saw it a couple of weeks ago, when they had Trade Me was saying that there's more applicants now for jobs than ever before, and you know, that's really hard. I mean, we're currently advertising for 2 senior positions, and I think we've had like maybe 40 or 50 applicants. We've interviewed 3 or 4, and none of them are suitable for our jobs.
And so, what's wrong with the other 37?
Just not up to what's needed.
Right,
what's
so they're required. Not skilled. No, that's
skilled.
The thing. Yeah. So we're in danger of being continuing to be low-skilled, low-wage economy, and we'll be the peasants at the bottom of the world if we don't upgrade. And that's, to me, why I'm supporting the TPP.
And Josie's
actually
100% right, twice in one day, the fact that businesses cannot grow if they can't get the talent to help run them.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's exactly the situation our family business is in. We wouldn't even look at doing anything more because we can't staff the ones we got.
So that, to me, this policy, this Labor's policy of free training and free education is spot on,
okay.
Completely undermined by their position on trade.
Interesting. 27 after 10, this is the Friday Forum. Katrina will be along with the news in a moment.
Make the most of this Waitangi weekend and get huge